Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without a little drama. In this case, a dramatic injury for a member of this show. Which one was it? Raise your hand.
Yeah, it's me.
Producer Jessica, how did you injure yourself? First of all, you're okay?
I'm fine. And it's not that bad of an injury, but boy, at the time and the hours afterwards, did it feel bad.
Okay, what did you do?
So, first off, I was cooking my fabulous Costco Thanksgiving meal kit, which, by the way, if you're only having a couple of people over for Thanksgiving next year, just get that.
We had talked about that we didn't realize it even existed until we found out right before Thanksgiving, and you went with it.
It was $3.99 a pound, ended up being $37 for like everything we needed. I also bought some sweet potatoes and a pumpkin pie.
Okay.
My whole meal was under $50.
Right. Nice work.
That's mind-boggling to me. Anyway, how'd you get hurt?
You know those signs on things that, you know, certain devices that you see and you go, well, of course I'm not going to do that. What kind of idiot would do that?
Right. Like on hair dryers, you'll see don't use while bathing.
Or those fresh packets they put in like beef jerky that says do not eat.
Yes.
So I have a digital meat thermometer. I've never used, so I decided I should use it this year. And on the outside of one of them, it says, always use glove when taking out of meat.
Oh.
Because it's hot.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you thought to yourself, well, why would I need to be told that?
What kind of idiot? So, you know, I put it in, we get it in the oven. I was taking out the potatoes because I had one of the potatoes and one of the turkey just to make sure everything was getting heated evenly.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't think I'm in the right position in the potatoes when I was moving things around halfway through cooking without even thinking.
You grabbed it.
I grabbed it, fully grabbed it with three of my fingers, immediately screamed, ran to go to the water. Oh. I've got blisters on three fingers.
Ooh, big burn.
Yeah, it was
blisters on her fingers.
So we're talking like a second degree burn at the minimum. Did you go with the old put it in butter trick? I heard that was that. Isn't that what you do?
You don't want to do that because that'll hold the heat in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. No, yes. I had running water and then ice packs. The meal wasn't ready yet, so I had to still finish preparing the meal. So the entire time when I'm preparing the meal, I'm holding an ice pack in one hand while doing whatever I need to do.
The other.
It was very complicated. It hurt for a good 5 hours before I could finally let go of the ice pack.
Well, and here's the thing, too. It's not that you went, hey, I can grab this. You just weren't thinking.
I wasn't thinking.
Yes.
No.
And that's, I guess, why they have the warnings.
See? So every time, next time you see one of those warning signs, just know there's some poor soul that didn't heed the sign, and there's a reason they're there.
Isn't it even more maddening when you do it and you know what an idiotic move caused? It was your own idiotic move that caused the injury.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
That's what I'm calling you, an idiot, Producer Jessica.
I was an idiot. I called myself that.
Right. I'm sure as soon as you touch, after your skin stops sizzling, you're like, oh, you idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was bad. I could see, like, the meat thermometer had, like, it was grates at the top of it. Mm-hmm. I could see it in my finger.
God, you're like the villain from Raiders of the Lost Ark. That medallion burned into his hand.
Yeah.
This is your origin story.
It could
Jess.
Be my villain origin story. Or let's put a good spin on this. And this is something I thought of later that night after I had my bottle of wine to help with the pain.
Sure, well, it's medicine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
I said, well, you know what? My fingerprint is now different. So if my fingerprints happen to have been on any crime scene material in the last couple months, I now no longer can be implicated.
You didn't burn your fingerprints off. They're there somewhere.
Well, my fingerprints are definitely different now. I'll tell you that much.
She scarred it, you know?
I definitely scarred.
I love that she says, if my fingerprints just happen to be at a crime scene somewhere, I'd like to investigate that a little further.
This is further into Jessica's villain origin story. First she gets burned, then she thinks of all the crimes she commit with her new fingerprints.
Oh my gosh. Is Dolly Parton breaking up with us?
What?
That's coming up at 7 o'clock. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.